The Law and the Gospel. Forward. While going through the periodical collections of E.J. Wagoner's writings, I came across a four-part series called Under the Law, from 1884. I pulled this for publishing, and then did a more detailed search on the phrase Under the Law. This yielded another four-part series also called Under the Law, from 1886, which I initially thought was just a duplicate of the previous series. Often the same articles were republished a few years later. However, on closer comparison, I couldn't find the usual duplication. There was no similarity between the two series. Shortly after, I also discovered one more article, In the Law, that went along with the 1886 set. And again, two other series showed up when I sorted the gospel-related articles in Volume 1 of the Fragments series. These two others were Christ, The End of the Law, and another collection which I named after the title of this book, The Law and the Gospel. Two other minor series were also discovered, Brief Comments on Romans 7 and Comments on Galatians 3. These appeared during the same time period as the other sets. Most of the articles date between 1884 and 1886, but a few come from 1887 and one from 1888. I have sorted the series themselves by date. In a few cases, I've included some extra articles at the end of a series that came a year or two later, because they were on the same topic. Most of these articles were written before 1888, the famous year when E.J. Wagoner and A.E. Jones started gaining official recognition as God's chosen men to unfold righteousness by faith to the church. By this we see that the bestowal of special grace in 1888 and afterwards was not just a sudden gift. Rather, it was only brought out more into the open from that time forward. But these articles, written before 1888, show that Wagoner was already devoting a lot of thought and study to investigating the relationships between law and grace, righteousness and sin, faith and works. This confirms the truth that God uses those who prepare themselves to be used. Let us be as diligent to search into these truths as were those whom God used back then, so that we can be used in like manner as they were. Frank Zimmerman.